the Tosfos in Yesh B'nei Seitam. I raised a surah that we discussed. Lav begid luchud em yeshavid and bechdei kalifos shesvivav misayel legid leser. The mishor shenivlach neser kedei kalifa somoch lo. Tosfos points out that when the Mishnah says that it's that we look at the gid, whether it's nice and tam, so we're not looking at the gid alone, but it's the gid with the shamnut, with a klipa around the gid. I got a klipa, the Mishnah say, is the thinnest layer that you can pull off and still have a whole layer. Look at the Meforshim on the Rosh. The Nachum Chamudis defines it that way. In other words,
that's what these layers are.
That so klipa is that minimal layer around the gid. Well, the fear that's kedei klipa. Well, the fear of Shabbeinu Ephraim, Shem Meforish de Layermina and Chaticha Nas and Avela Elo Abos Vacholov Osi Shafir. Osi Shafir means that it's the gid on its own. So the gid with the klipa is, since we hold chaticha nas and nevela, even that bosa b'chol. Right, the balance of the tosis will leave till we get a little bit further in terms of the din of kisa v'nir. But the first point of tosis is that what we are being mishar. Is the machlokes between the machlokes rishonim? If you hold chaticha nas and nevela, so that means loosely put, it's also a later sugya. But we're going to have to at least get our feet wet a little bit. Chaticha nas and nevela means that once your heter has absorbed some iser, so obviously your heter has now become osir. All right. Now, your heter has absorbed Iser such that it becomes us. Let's put it that way. Now, your heter has absorbed an Iser which is more than the heter. It's not Baltimore Roy. Okay? Again, we will define this more accurately when we go into the sugya of Chaticha Nas and Nevela. But the idea of Chaticha Nas and Nevela means Chaticha Shal Heter Nas and Nevela became a Nevela. The chaticha shat became osir. How did it become osir? Because it was beleya iser. Okay. Now, if you hold chaticha nas and nevela, means that now, if I want to figure out the impact of this iser on the entire mixture, so I don't only look at the iser per se, but I look at what the iser has impacted, because it's nas and nevela. So, I mean, Ephraim says that's only true for Basa B'cholov. And the Tosfos is saying that's true for all Isur. Right? So again, Chaticha Nas and Nevela is the idea that you look at the Chaticha Shel Heter, Ki'ilu it's a Nevela. Why? Because it absorbed Isur. I have a piece of meat, it absorbed milk, Osir. I have a piece of meat, it absorbed blood, Osir. I have a piece of meat, it absorbed Shoyman. Chaylev, osir. All right. Now, how did it become osir? Because we'll discuss later on. It absorbed enough milk to make the whole thing osir. It absorbed enough blood to make the whole thing osir. It wasn't both of the. Did not become both of the piece of meat. Now this piece of heter falls into my cholent. So do I need to have shishim keneged the entire chunk, or Shishim Kineged, the Iser in the chunk. Right? I have a piece of meat. It got lost on the milchik counter. Alright? And then somebody picked it up, tossed it into the chowl. Now this piece of meat has milk inside of it. Now is it chowl mutter or osir? Have a piece of meat that has blood inside of it. Toss it into the chowl. Is it chowl osir or mutter? Well, if the chowl has Shishim Kineged, it'll be mutter. If it doesn't have shishim kineged, it'll be osir. Shishim kineged what? Shishim kineged the chunk of meat or the milk inside the meat. So the Bali, the Rabbi Ephraim says, that legabe bosa b'chol, it's connected the whole piece of meat. Legabe other isurim, it's the isur that's in the meat. It's the blood in the meat. It's the chalev in the meat. And the Bali Tosva say, we're going to say chatich and asad vela, legabe all isurim. So Tosva says, when we are discussing, when it says, yorosh and isbashal bogin, im yeshbo b'noi seintam, arezu asura, so yeshbo in the yorech, b'noi seintam. B'noi seintam of what? So Tosva says, la begid l'chude misharina. It's not only keneged this gid, the bechdei kalipa shesvima misayeya legid leser, the mishor shenimlach neser kidei kalipa somachlai. He said, this yarech had to be salted, otherwise he wouldn't be cooking it. Had to be salted, so that means if it was salted, the Tosva says, well, meliach is kimreiseyach. So that means that while the salt was pulling out the blood, it was also being mavliya, the osir gid, inside the area around the gid. Right? Look, I should have travered before I did the malicha. Right? I should have pulled the gid out before they did the malicha. I obviously didn't do it because I have a yarech with the gid inside of it. Right? But this yarech with the gid, how did it get into my pot? Why is it in my kitchen? Because I already salted it. I got the blood out. I wouldn't bring in a piece of meat without salting it, without kashering it. There was a scandal back in the 70s. In Eretz Yisrael, they were selling, I think it was Libertac. And the yeshiva guys did not know that most at that time, I think it changed now. The most butchers they salted everything, but the livers they didn't. Livers can't be salted. Livers have to be roasted. So most women knew. Obviously, by a liver you have to kasher. It wouldn't buy stum liver was not kasher. So, but they found out to sell the guys in the who were not on the yeshiva meal plan, right? So they would buy meat and cook in their apartments. So they didn't know that they didn't hang around the kitchen with their mother. So they didn't know that liver had to be, that when you buy kosher liver, it's not kashered. It's not de-blooded. So I remember when that, I remember becoming aware of it a few years afterward because they were, had notes posted in the various butchers because they figured this out. So this piece of meat, if I'm cooking it, I already got the blood. How did I get the blood? I salted it. Right? So if I salted it, but it has the yarech, it has the gid inside of it. So I'm in double trouble now. I cooked with the gid. If I cooked with the gid, it means I salted with the gid. So Tosva says, so I got the blood out, but my salt was mavliya, the tam agid, because again, this mission is a leaving the mount of yesh begin and eisen tam. It was mavliya the tam into something. It was mavliya into a klipa around the gid. So Tosva says la begid luchudim misharina the bechtei klipas shesiviva misayel legid. So when the so Tosva is saying the mission is lav davka. The mission says yerushin is bashal begid. So it's lav davka, lav begid luchudim misharina. However, according to Ephraim, the mission means much better because Rabbi Ephraim says lo yarminan chaticha asmanas nevel elbos b'cholov asi shapir. Then you don't have to say the mission is tahar. To say the mission is lav davka. So Tosfos is according to me. I don't have a choice. But according to Rabbi Ephraim, that chaticha nasan avela only applies to the bas v'cholov. So it means that the klipa around the gid does not have to be taken into account when you have to mevatel. You have to mevatel the time of the gid. So now the time of the gid has gone into the klipa. Nope, there's still time of gid, right? So when we figure out when we do our bas v'lefes. So we'll figure out total tam begin. Right? So according to Rabbi Ephraim's Gevaldik, so there's tam begin and the klipa tam begin, doesn't matter. because I just need to be mevatel tam agid. The klipa didn't become aser, it's the tam in the klipa became aser. So I'll be mishar kineged a tam of the gid. However, according to me, it's lavdavka. Why? Because I have to be mishar kineged the tam in the kineged the gid and kineged the klipa that picked up the gid. Why? Because the klipa became a chaticha nasa nevela. Became a, like this piece of meat that flew into the cholent. The whole piece of meat becomes aser. All right, clear. What Tosfos is saying, what Tosfos is pointing out, good.
I just don't really stop what we're talking about. It's in the final layer. What are you saying?
No, it means that you know you can. Let's say when you slice your meat for you make a steak or a, what do they call it?
A roast,
a French roast. Right? So then you slice it, right? So you can slice different. Some people like it thick, thin. So the thinnest slice that you get, that's still slice, right? You slice it too thin, it crumbles. You slice it thick, only guys like thick slices like it. But there's something in between, it's a thin slice. So the thinnest slice that we would say still has integrity, still is a slice, it doesn't crumble. So klipa is your thinnest slice away from something that maintains that it's not crumbling.
So it's not something that you'd be able to, like, because the mission is mashma, like, or maybe it was the Gemara, was mashma, like, pulling off. Like you
yeah.
It's like, yeah. The whole thing, it's not talking about the klipa, it's like you pull it off, you get to the ganache, you can't just bite in straight away.
I don't think it's a different thing. I think it's the same idea. Okay. This the smallest layer that you can pull off as a layer.
Okay.
All right? As opposed to Kinei Netila is half of the width of one's finger. So it's in some. So that's at least half an inch or something.
What's the reason why Tosis would say it applies everywhere?
Hold on. So that Tosis, they were skipping the bounds of the Tosis, and we'll get back to Mitzvah. Abul Nitzla Koile Va'echel Ad Shemagiyah. So this Tosfos is a Pshat Tosfos. Why would we have thought otherwise? Tosfos explains because there are situations in Gemara where Bishul does include Tzliya. All right, we're familiar with that from Pasuk B'chol. Next, Ashe Megiyah Lagid. So again, Tosfos once again says Lav Davka. Right, Ashe Megiyah Lagid. What's Ashe Megiyah? So this is Shmuel's Din. Shmuel's Hezber on the Mishnah. That Yoroshin is Bashel is Davkin is Bashel. That Yoroshin is Bashel means Davka, so we're zeroing in on a parsha, on a sugya. What's the sugya? The sugya is that there are different ways in which particles travel. The different way, and therefore the different ways in which Tom travels. And then when it comes to Taroives, the whole issue of Taroives is, how concerned am I about the Tam of Iser in another situation? So how did that Iser get into this new situation? How did the Iser get into the rest of the Yorech? Right? That's the whole sugi of Taroives is, as the Pshat is Taroives, A is mixing to B, Iser is mixing to Eter. How did that mixture happen? So we've already learned from Basav Chalav that there's a huge difference between Bishul and Soinim. Soinim means there is no mixture. Happens to be a Nisa de Rabbanon to eat Basav Chalav in Soinim. Obviously, it's a Nisa to eat any Iser in Soinim. Right? But it comes to what about something that's Heter, which was sitting next to something that's Oser? So we know from Basav Chalav, you have to wash it off. Requires rechitza, but it's not introduced. The Easter is not introduced into the heter. So our Gemara says Bishul. So now the Tosfos raises the question. All the Rishonim discuss. Shmuel says Bishul is davke Bishul, but not Sli. Right? What's the chiluk between Bishul and Sli? So we learned already. The Rashi says Bishul sharoitev malatam b'chol abosar. Avol nitzla, Imai nitzmas b'soichoi ve'enu v'apei v'yoytze b'vosser. Rashi says, mikotze l'kotze. That bishul means that the way bishul works is that it's in liquid that's going to impact the entire piece of meat. To make chicken soup, so you know that when you pull the piece of chicken out of the soup, it is totally the taste of what was in the water is through and through the piece of meat. Bishul. You also know that the taste of the chicken is through and through the water, the broth. So that's bishul. So, and then taste, and then Rashi says, but nitzle is the exact opposite. Nitzmas b'soichai. Sli keeps the taste inside. It makes it shrinks the taste. You know, everybody knows that when you have when you buy a large piece of meat, so and you cook it with that, and you grill it, or you bake it, so it shrinks. Right? You come home with a big chunk of meat, and then after you cook it, it feeds two people, three people maybe. Right? So what happened? That's sleet. It's nitzmas. It shrinks. So that means it shrinks. It's not giving off any time. It's, Rashi's lashon is, nitzmas b'seichoi, ve'enoi mifapeya, ve'yoytze bibosa. And whatever is inside that piece of meat is not expanding. That's what it looks like. And the whole piece of meat shrinks. L'chara, the get also shrunk. Shrunk. It also got smaller. So l'chara, that means it's not giving off any time in the... So that's what Shmuel says. That it's... That... Koylef o'ochel ad shemagil agid. L'chara, koylef means... You eat down to the gid. So Taisa says, l'davka. Can't eat down to the gid. Ad shemagil agid mamish. So that would, l'chara, certainly because of what he said before, because of the blood of the melicha. But it sounds like he's saying that is another reason to leave kidei klipa, and that's because of the gid. And even though, so Tosfos is saying, even though Tzli causes shrinkage, but there is going to be some kind of exchange of time. And Taisva says, Kalif was not enough. That's been a Tila. Kida Omar Bepera Ketzat Tzoylin. What's the makor for Netila? This is a machlekes Rishonim, Hadalim Pshat in this Gemara. Notaf me roit, I have my Korban Pesach. My Korban Pesach is Tzli. My Korban Pesach is grilled. What happens if some of the discharge, the roitev of the Korban Pesach falls on a keli, the chazar a love, and they now have another piece of meat, not part of the Korban Pesach, that now touches that part of the keli? So the Gemara says, he told es mekoyim. So Rashi learns, that's a Tosfos pshat. V'loy sagi b'klipa. In other words, my keli transferred tam from the korban to another piece of meat. And now it's already after the time of the echilas korban. So I'm allowed to eat this piece of meat, which has a bli of noiser in it. So the Gemara says, no. It's a bli of noiser. So how much do I take out of the piece of meat? So the Chara Taisva says, this is tzli. Why do I say tzli? Because how is the time moving? So when I have rotev, so rotev brings the time of the Korban Pesach into the keli, and now this keli touches my piece of meat. The Chara, that sounds like tzli. Right? In other words, the heat is not... The tam is not traveling through any water medium like bishul. So Taisva says, you see what's the din over there? That this piece of meat that is touching this keli, which is transferring, it's like a dry transfer, right? How does the gid transfer when it transfers from itself into the meat around it? Well, there's no broth, there's no water. So it's a dry transfer. Right? So just like I have a dry transfer from the gid to the area around it, and so Tosfos says, so how significant is the transfer? So Tosfos got to be a klipa, and I think it's more, I think it's a netilah. Why? Because I have a gemara that discusses a dry transfer, and that's when I have a keli, which has absorbed a drop of Korban Pesach, and now I have a piece of meat that's up against the area of the Korban Pesach, and I have to take it kedei netilah, the lashon is, kedei mekoyme, right? Yitol es mekoyme. V'leisagi beklipa. So Taisa says, I have a raya that even though I'm not doing bishul, I'm doing a dry cook, a dry roast, call it a pot roast, right? I still have a transfer of tam. And the transfer of tam is more significant than klipa. Taisa says, I understand that the logic is not tight, not rigorous, because Taisa goes on to say the next line, im loyne chalek tishemeroite mispashet yoyser migid. He says, maybe you'll say, terrible raya, because I'm discussing the dry transfer of a gid with a tam kochosh and a shum kochosh, and it's almost, even if it has any tam, it's going to be, because it's going to be a minimal tam, even if it's connectedness, it's going to be a little bit of tam, it's not going to be a great tam, and that's what has to be boss of a left, as like Tosha says in Sadi Zion and Mabez. So, and I'm bringing a raya from the dry transfer of the broth, the roite, the discharge of a korban. Maybe the discharge of the korban, in other words, the wet discharge, that will be mavliya, some korban pesach and the keli. That's wet. That we're going to learn that's like an eerie kind of. That's going to be not a, like some dimming to bishul, because that's already a hot, wet drip discharge coming into a keli. Good. Now, Tosfos says, well, maybe the hot, wet discharge has more ability to be mavliya than a total dry discharge. Right? So Tosfos says, so I can't bring a strong raya. Nearly, it sounds like it's a good dimyan, but you can argue with the dimyan. Because obviously we showed a mark, because you know that the Rambam holds, according to Kesef Mishnah, there's only not even Kedei Klipa. It's Mamish Aragid. Taishva says it's Ad Kedei Natil. It's a three-way Machlaikis. Rambam says, and many say Rashi says Mamish Aragid. I think Rashba says Klipa, and Taishva says Natil. So Taishva says, I understand it's not a Gevaldig Rai. So what's my Rai going to be? So he says, he says the Gemara never says that klipa is enough for tzli. So therefore, I'll have trouble with this Tosfos. Yes, the Gemara never says klipa is enough. It doesn't say in the Kenetila. Doesn't say I need a klipa. Difficult. So Tosfos goes on to argue from the din of Tato Givar Adi Miyakri. What's Tosfos' argument? Becham l'soich tzoyne de Shmuel Omar Koylev de Tato Givar. Right, there's not koylef v'yoychel, it's koylef. Comma. The tato gevar. Adi yakir leibolam. Now what's his raya? We have a machlokes with tato gevar y lo gevar. If hot falls into cold. So do we look at, do we consider this bishul or not? Right? In other words, a cold piece of meat falls into a boiling soup. So then we say that's bishul. Right? What happens if a hot piece of meat flies into a cold soup? What's the din then? It's not bishul, right? Flying into cold. So l'chayra, there's no bliya, no tarayvus. Right? I have lechayra, I have a soup. Cold piece of meat falls in, cold tray of meat falls into my soup. So now, but it's a hot soup, so lechayra, that boiled up my hot meat. It's not on the oven, off the oven, we'll discuss. Kli Rishon told us Kli Rishon. That's Vishal. What happens, the Gemara says the other way around, if I have a cold soup and the hot piece of meat falls, what's the din then? So Shmuel says, Tato Givar. Whatever is below, that determines whether it's going to cook or not cook.
Regardless of what the material is, meaning if it's a hot liquid that falls onto a cold roast, would you then call that cooking? Does it matter what's the liquid?
It would say, but basically, yes. The answer is yes. It runs across the board. The total runs across the board. All right? But the Gemara says that there'd be differences because of Piapua. All right? But they're not ready for that. So when this, the Gemara says, however, it's not a clean, it's not black and white. It's not Bishl or no Bishl. Because when the hot piece of meat falls into the soup, so what's happening? The hot piece of meat is cooling off. But Ademiyaker, while it's cooling off, it's also being mafid and mavliya, right? So if you've done minimal chemistry, high school chemistry, right? See, so this is how do things cool off?
He gets absorbed.
Right? There is a minimal exchange on the molecular level. The heat of the piece of meat, in other words, there's a minimal exchange on the molecular level. So Chazal understood this, right? They understood that as the hot piece of meat flies down, so it doesn't cool off magically. It cools off because Tato Gavar, because the cold soup is pulling the heat out. The cold soup is taking the heat off. So the Chazal understood that with the taking the heat off, there's going to be some kind of belia. Adim Yakerle. That's the Tosfos quotes the Losha, no? The Tato Gavar, Adim Yakerle, until it cools off, Bola. It will be Baleya. So, how much is the blia? Kedei klipa. Right. So if you have a, let's say, you have a kosher piece of meat, a kosher chunk of meat falling into a treif soup. So if you'd want, you could pull out the kosher piece of meat, right, and you could be koylef it. No, I got it wrong. If a kosher piece of meat falls into a... a kosher hot piece of meat falls into a cold soup. So halacha would be, you can take the piece of meat out, you can rinse it off, you can be koylef it. Why being koylef it? Tato gevar. It didn't cook. But since the piece of meat was hot, so it cooled, while it was cooling down, there was some exchange. So that exchange was getting clean. Right? The Tosfos says, so you see that even when al pidin there's no bishul, there still is some exchange. The efshar. So now Tosfos says the only place you find klipa is in Adami Yakele. So Tosfos is arguing, but the Gabi Tzli, the exchange has to be more than Adami Yakele. Tosfos is arguing there must be some exchange between Tzli, when it comes to Tzli. The exchange has to be more than Kedei Klipa. Right? What's the basis for saying there's some exchange even when it's dry? That's the Gemara of the Korban Pesach. Tosfos says, not such a good raya. Because it could be that that exchange is more because it came through it began with a bli of a reseach. He says, however, it has to be more than a klipa. Why? Because there's another situation where there should be a minimal exchange, and that's the exchange of adim yakele. That's not even cooking. That's for carrot. That's cooling off. So if in cooling off there's an exchange of klipa, so l'chayra, minimal cooking has to be more than klipa. That's how Tosfos's argument. Right there in Tosfos, the efshar, but maybe you'll say, not a good raya. Why? The reseach that sli bol the efshar the reseach that sli bolatve. And he finishes the argument by saying that it's possible, efshar, and that the exchange of tzli is going to be more than the exchange of adim yakele. In other words, I think what Tosfos, I would understand Tosfos, is that the hayoyis that tzli is called reseach, hayoyis that tzli is called a low form of cooking, it's still got to be more than adim yakele. Then the exchange takes place when it's no cooking at all, when it's going for carriage from cooking. Adim yakele means it's anti-cooking. It's cooling off. So if when you're doing non-cooking, anti-cooking, there's going to be some kind of an absorption, l'chayra, when you're doing minimal cooking, there's got to be a bliya, right? Now, based on Rashi, how would Rashi argue with the logic? How would he argue? Yeah.
And you're still putting it into a liquid here, and nothing's going inside of it. So even if it's cold, it's still being submerged in a liquid fully here. It's just the roof falling off.
Okay, even Shai Bezay is correct. It's even using Rashi's lashon. Yeah. In other words, Rashi's saying it's apples and oranges. There are different kinds of cooking. Cooking of tzli is by definition shrinking. Grilling means you're keeping all the time inside. Bishul is preparing food via cooking via the exchange of a medium. But tzli is for carrot. Tzli is reducing and increasing the time per ounce of meat, right? So Rashi would say it's two different, that the comparison is flawed from the very beginning, right? Tosfos is saying if adim yaker, if in cooling off there's got to be some kind of exchange, Rashi would say, what are you talking about? Tzli is a different kind of process altogether. Tzli is not is even less than adim yaker. Hold on. Right there in Tosfos, ulekam perikol abosah the Amar Rav who bar guzla. There is a kind of a poultry. The nafal legav kada de kamcha that it came into a dish, a container of kamcha, which is some kind of milk dish. The tzoli and it was roasted together. It was grilled together. Boy klipa, so there all that was required of a klipa. Also, I feel a bit soinen, Iri. So that klipa would have been required even if it was cold. Umishum de bayyene rochich tuva, and that's because this kind of a barguzla is very very soft, ubola and absorbs. Begavitzer odom boser ugvina mepachas benachoshesh ubavashli unoigezubazu, verminon, bigmara, bikinoigezubazu, I have a tsoinim and tsoinim, umishane, nihide klipa loy boy, adochen, miloy boy, lad mishum, did soli sagile beklipa. Elohikomar, nihide klipa loy boy, kemoi becham, the soich tsoinin, hadochen miloy boy. Tosfos says we should not be medayik from that Gemara that klipa is enough. The Gemara is simply saying, using that as a guzma, as an argument. Need the klipa loy boy, not to mean that there are situations where klipa is enough. Need the klipa loy boy kamoy b'chamus echtzoyneng, but the smallest form of cooking is, in other words, one could argue that when I have cheese and meat together touching each other, so the Gemara says, need the klipa loy boy. So if you'd put fire to them, that would be tzli, that would require klipa. Right? So that could be an argument for the Rashba. I have a piece of meat and a piece of cheese stuck together, I have a sandwich. So the Gemara says, if I put them into a sandwich maker, so that would be tzli. So the Gemara says, need the klipa loy boy, because there's no heat over here. But hadocha miloy boy. So Tosfos, that's not the way to learn pshat. The way to learn pshat is the smallest form of cooking is admiyakirle. That requires a klipa. Tzli requires more than klipa. Right? Am I being clear? But what Tosfos is pointing out, Tosfos is pointing out how the other rishonim argued against him. Right? Will be a raya that you would require klipa. The Gemara we learn. You have meat and cheese stuck together. The Gemara says, need the klipa loy boy, hadochem loy boy. Why should it require klipa? Somebody heated it. So you see, that if you heat meat and cheese together, shalei loy bishul requires klipa. This is not something it means. It means need the klipa loy boy, if it would be, if the smallest form of cooking is ademiyakirle, and that requires a klipa. But if tzli, if you actually put in a sandwich maker, of course you require a klipa. You of course require kidei netila. V'chein hod amul el perakamba. T'leman domer beis hashchita roiseyach. Koylef. Right? Halach is that this is a very important din. Halach lamaisa. The area of the shchita, the neck of the animal, is hot when they shech the animal. And even if it's obviously cold, a cold shechita, right? They don't eat the knives. But the Gemara says that the blood of the Beis HaShechita gets absorbed. Beis HaShechita Reiseach. So therefore, you have to take a klipa off the Beis HaShechita. Right? Why is it important, Halacha L'maaseh? Because this... No, because the Gemara says that Bishul happens at Yad Seledes Boy. The Gemara says that the Yad Seledes Boy is the Gemara in Shabbos says is that a baby skin would get hurt by a drop of water that's Yad Seledes Boy. So it doesn't really give us the ability to figure it out, right? Because I'm going to take a chance. So how do we figure Yetz Ledes Bo is? So Shlomo Zalman said, well, we know that the Beis HaShechita is Yetz Ledes Bo, because of Reiseach. So that we can measure. So that that established, that's, I believe, we'll look into more accurately, I believe that that's why when we have Yetz Ledes Bo, we go L'chumra all the way down to 108 Fahrenheit degrees. That's why many people will call up and say, I'm sure that it's not Bishul, I was able to put my hand under it. It's also going to be a suffix because of this Shlom Zalman Sahara. Me'idach, when it comes to being Mevashel Yayin to be Mekel, Yayin Bishul, Yayin Mevushel, and we're Mekel, when Yayin Mevushel, that Goyim can handle it, so then we require the other extreme. We're not Mekel with 107. Then we're Mekel with probably 170 or something, somewhere in there. I'm not sure exactly. It doesn't have to be 212. That's Reisech Ba'abuos. That's boiling. It has to be less than that. So that's what this Gemara is Lamaisa. So Shaini Hosun the Shamdun the Shalsakin Dober Muatu, Kedermina and Perik Kate San Soilin. So the Gemara says, in that particular case was that there was some shamnunis on the knife, and the heat of the base of shechita was mavliya, but since that shamnunis is so little, so it's only kidei kalipa. Sochu b'shem shel truma im chaburis koinim yechlu im shel yisrael im tzliu yikloif. So all of those cases were where it was a minimal shamnunis. So Yaitzim he calls that, right? Taisus is shita that koilef is lav davka. Taisus is machanish when it comes to tzli, we still have to worry about a kedei netila. All right, three machlokes. Do we have to worry about kedei netila, kedei kalifa, or nothing? Okay. Jordan, what was your before?
Is it so literal when it says that the base of shechita is roteach? We also say that by malicha that there's no actual heat there.
So the answer is when it comes to malicha, it's the chemical property of the salt that's mavliya and that's maflit.
Right.
Now, what is it that's happening at the surface of the base of shechita that's causing an exchange?
It's heat, but it's only an exchange. It wouldn't actually cook the meat. It's not hot enough to do that.
So, but once it's heat,
visual is the Yatzeletis boat, but this is just a Blia's kind of heat, then it could be less than Yatzeletis boat.
Right, but the definition of Bishul is a significant amount of heat that will cause an exchange. I mean, that's the argument, right? The way I would argue what you're saying is that the belia of the Beis HaShita has to do with some kind of shock, heat shock kind of thing, as opposed to, but that would be the counter argument. Good. So again, what's Shita's Atosis? So what's how do we understand the Machlaikas? L'chari the Machlaikas, Habishanim is, how is the Hezra Adover? When it comes to Tzli, right. So in other words, is when Shmuel says that Tzli is different, so is Shmuel saying Tzli is an entirely different process, a process of shrinking, and then it requires nothing, or maybe a klipa, or is Tzli a minimal form of Bishul? But there still is some exchange taking place. That would be the machlokes between, in other words, some achrayim phrase it a little bit differently. Rashi, when he says nespasha, says sharetiv malatam bechol abosa. So, is tzli malatam benetila sabosa kedei netila? I don't think this is a. I'm not excited about this malach, but it just helps more as a mnemonic device. That you could say, is Bishul b'chol ha'boser and Tzli is not b'chol ha'boser? Or do we say that Tzli is it an entirely different form of hachonas ha'ichlim? Like Rashi says, and therefore we should expect no exchange. Maybe the exchange that you have, maybe when the Gemara says, oh, it's a little bit more than Negiyah. Negiyah, you have to wash it off. So Klipa is like a heavy rinse. Right? Because the Gemara says, need the Klipa loy boya. So maybe Klipa is a little bit more than a Rechitza. But, and that might be what the Rashba says. But Tosfos holds that Tzli is a different, it's not an altogether different form of Bishul. And therefore, if Adimiyaka like causes some kind of exchange, so Tzli should also give some kind of exchange. Now the next, what we didn't get to today, but what I want to get to is in the next two Tosfosin. Tosfos raises the question, well, if tzli causes some kind of exchange, so then, and the kdei kalipa becomes usur, so why isn't there another kdei kalipa on the kdei kalipa? If you hold, you put the two tosas together now. Tosas number one is chdei chanas and nevela. Tosas number two says that tzli is kdei kalipa. So what? So why is it only one kdei kalipa? Why isn't it chatecha nasa nevela? All right. Now a kdei klipa, another chatecha nasa nevela.
Can it keep going?
Oh, that Tosfos points that out. That he said it couldn't be true. You have to understand why. So it was hezber adover. So this will yield an understanding of chatecha nasa nevela. I was trying to hold off on this sugya till we did the sugya actually, but it's right here. It's called low lying fruit. Tosfos discusses right over here, so you might as well understand it. So please, tomorrow, focus on the next Tosfos and the shiny Cholov Dechafeya. And when you finish these Tosfos, then do the Mar Makomos. And when you finish that, Baiter into the Sugya of Kfela. Okay, but tomorrow, Shem, we'll focus on the Chatecha Nasa Nevela issues within the Tosfos.
You just love it, right?